Welcome back, 518, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Patrice Hill, Washington Times economic reporter, and I guess some good news, or is it bad news? I don't know what it is. Strong jobs gains hold unemployment down to 8.3%. I guess it depends on your angle on this, huh?
Yeah, I don't view the news as, I think it's good news for Americans who need jobs.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, I guess if you just look at everything through a political prism and you think that it's going to affect your candidate, then you might view it as bad news. But I think the average person views more jobs as good news.
Oh, no, I would agree with that. Now, how many jobs were created? 200, am I reading 227,000?
Yes, that's right. And actually, businesses created more than 230,000 jobs. There was small job losses again in the government sector, which brought the total down. But generally, it was a very good month for jobs.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to get a handle on this. 227,000 new jobs, but the rate stays the same. Why does that happen?
Okay, there's an interesting reason. There's two separate surveys in this report. One surveys businesses, which tell you how many jobs they created. The other surveys households, which tells you how many people got work. The household survey, more people, essentially the same number of people went into the labor force looking, or more people went into the labor force looking for work than actually got jobs. So the increase in jobs wasn't enough to bring the unemployment rate down.
Okay, I got you. All right. Now, where are the jobs? Which sectors benefited?
All over. These were broad-based jobs. At this point, we're into a pretty broad-based recovery. Just about the only sector that's not participating in the recovery is the housing sector.
Okay.
But you have some very strong ones. Mining, obviously, is very strong. That's related to oil and gas development.
Mm-hmm.
You have manufacturing is doing very well, and you know the business and professional sector is booming. So it's really a very broad based expansion at this point, and that's what's exciting about this report is it's showing for the first time, really, or it's what we've seen in a string of job reports now, is a really a self sustaining economic expansion.
Yeah. It also shows that people are, you know, optimistic that things are turning around. And that builds momentum, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think one thing that's happened is businesses have reached, during the recession and during the couple of years after the recession, businesses were trying to stretch their current workforce as much as they could, you know, force people to work longer, harder to achieve the same amount of production. Essentially, what's happened in the last 6 months or so is businesses reached the end of that productivity drive,
mm-hmm.
and they now realize they have to hire people. If they want to produce more, they're going to have to hire more people.
Okay.
And that's a very critical turning point for the economy. When businesses start hiring to fill orders instead of just pushing their current people harder, that's when you really start to get a sustainable expansion.
I got you. All right. Now, there was a revision in the number for December. We hear about that a lot, and it can go either way. Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower. What happens to make the change in the numbers?
Well, they just get more complete information in. The Department of Labor that puts together a report, they get a lot of information comes in with a lag, particularly from state offices that deal with unemployed people.
Uh-huh.
So for example, they can the state offices, which keep very close track of unemployment claims and so on, those figures come in with a month's lag. So they, when they are incorporated into this report, it makes it more accurate. But it sometimes results in revisions of the report. Generally, when the revisions are going up, along with the general, you know, in this report you had jobs going up, the revisions were also going in the upward direction. That's telling you that there is a very strong trend in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the revisions going downward, then you'd have a problem. That would be telling you the economy's softening.
Yeah. All right. A couple other quick things. No increase in hours, if I understand correctly. So a lot of these companies that had perhaps dropped their workers back to, you know, 30 or 35 hours a week to keep them on the employment rolls, we haven't seen them bump back up yet. Is that what I get out of this report?
No, that's exactly what I was talking about earlier.
That's what I thought. Okay.
The businesses have added to hours as much as they can, basically, and they're now at the point where they've got to start adding workers, or they're not going to be able to keep up with the
workers. Oh, I got you. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so the trend that you saw for a long, long time, which was, you're correct in pinpointing, businesses were adding to hours instead of workers, that seems to have died down because they've reached essentially the aggregate hours that we have now throughout the economy has reached the pre-recession levels.
Right.
Which means they are probably pushed pretty much to the extent that they can as far as pushing their current workers to work harder.
Yeah. No, I can relate to that to some degree because many, 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 many years ago, I had a job where they bumped my hours back to 37 weeks so they could consider me part-time instead of full-time, and they did that with a bunch of people in an effort to save money. And I was just wondering if that was continuing or if that was even legal these days. But I do know that some people have had their hours cut back even though they're still considered full-time.
Yeah, I think I'm not saying that you're not going to find examples of that out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still
it's just not prevalent,
examples,
right?
But when you look at the aggregate figures here,
yeah,
which is we're looking at figures that encompass the whole economy, not individual
job situations.
Mm-hmm. The aggregate figures are telling you that they've kind of reached the end of that road, and that's exactly why they're hiring again.
All right. Well, overall, it sounds like it's good news then.
Okay.
Thanks, Patrice. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thanks.
All right, take care. Patrice Hill, Washington Times economic reporter. And her piece today in the Times is strong jobs gains hold unemployment down to 8.3%. Really is a numbers game, isn't it?